You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Radio Bosom.
The Wire.
So, first up, Red Bus. It seems we've been covering buses and public transport a lot in the news lately. Last night, in a press conference, it came out that, on a press release, sorry, it came out that Red Bus Company in Christchurch announced they'll be bringing three new electric buses to the city, which will be operating from early next year. These buses are fully electric, battery powered, and will serve 200,000 commuters to and from the airport annually. I caught up with Red Bus Acting Chief Executive Tony Foote, and he began by explaining the whole situation.
We have announced the purchase of three electric buses, ADL, BYD, Enviro 2000 buses, which are going to be arriving in Christchurch in February next year, or maybe a wee bit earlier. And these buses are fully electric. And we are putting them onto an urban route that we run in Christchurch for Environment Canterbury, who have provided support to us. And the route is from the airport to the exchange in the central city. And we believe this will be the first fully electric route being run in New Zealand because the three electric buses will replace the three diesel buses which are currently servicing that route and doing approximately 200,000 kilometres 200,000 passengers are using the service a year.
And that's to and from the airport, I believe, is it?
Yes, that's an 11-kilometre run each way out to the airport. So it's a good route because it covers both Christchurch residents, and it also has a link in with the airport and tourists and other overseas people coming into Christchurch.
And Terry, whereabouts do these buses actually come from? Like, how do they get to New Zealand if they're not already here?
These buses are being built in China by BYD. They have, BYD stands for Build Your Dreams, and they are one of the largest electric bus manufacturers in the world. So the battery components, etc., get done in China, and then the body is done by Alexander Dennis Limited, which is an English company with manufacturing plants around the world.
Right, and is these electric buses, are they used in other countries at the moment?
Yes, this particular model has been used at the Sydney Airport and at the Brisbane Airport for airport shuttles, and they're also being used obviously in China and in London. They're used by London Transport.
So I'd imagine that'd be, for the people listening, would it be like driving in an electric car? They're quite quiet compared to...
Very quiet.
Yeah.
Yes, good, very good pickup, and obviously zero emissions. So passengers will notice that, and also the residents around will notice it. You won't have a diesel bus sort of rumbling at a stop outside your home if a bus stop is close to you.
And I guess from reading the press release, the plan is to eventually expand over time into other routes in the area.
Yeah, definitely. We've been supported in this by the Christchurch Agency for Energy Trust, CAFE. And the primary purpose of that trust is to promote energy efficiency initiatives and the use of renewable energy in Christchurch. So these are the first electric buses coming into Christchurch, and we certainly see them being the way of the future. The timing of the initiative is good for us because in the middle of 2019 or later in 2019, Environment Canterbury will be announcing the urban tenders for the next number of years in Christchurch, and we at this stage definitely see electric as being part of that. And these buses give us a great opportunity to get some hard data on how they run.
And so it's due to launch in March next year, the three buses. What's the current, you mentioned diesel earlier, what's the current bus climate like? It's all diesel buses in Christchurch?
Yes, it is. There's approximately 200 diesel buses on Christchurch urban routes. We're starting to see a bit of a comeback in bus patronage, albeit a wee bit small. There was quite a reduction after the earthquakes because a lot of people who previously worked within the Christchurch CBD, particularly around the square, well, those offices and buildings were no longer, shops were no longer available. So there was a reduction in patronage, but it is starting come back again, and we're looking at a new network design being introduced by ECAN as part of the regional passenger transport plan. So we're hopeful that we can get more people moving on buses more often or on public transport.
Awesome. And how much better are these buses for the environment? We do hear electric over diesel, but obviously the batteries and things need to be made for the electric buses. Is the idea behind it emissions, Terry?
Yes. We're looking at dropping, just with these three buses on urban routes, we're looking at dropping our annual carbon footprint by 5% per annum, or 290 tonnes. So it's a considerable amount. The electric buses are more expensive up front for capital purposes, but over their life we believe that the cost will be at least the same as or even lesser than the diesel buses.
So it's a win-win in that sense?
We believe so, yes.
Cool.
And for us, these buses particularly, or this technology, the key to it for us is that these buses are able to stay out on the road all day and then come in at night and recharge. We run a model whereby our bus drivers go to the buses for changeovers rather than the buses coming back into the depot. Mm-hmm. So we were only able to, under that model, have or use an electric bus which was able to be out on the road for, you know, up to 20 hours per day. And then they come back into the depot overnight, recharge and go back out again in the morning.
Awesome. Sounds like a good. Sounds like it's going to be a good operation down there. Just finally, while I've got you, Terry, how is life in Christchurch post earthquakes? I mean, give people in Auckland a sense of how things have been moving since 2011.
Well, what a lot of people don't realise is or don't factor in was that Christchurch had three separate major earthquakes, at least three natural disasters. And after the first earthquake, we were starting to recover really well. However, with those other ones that came on, it just complicated things so much, you know, especially from an insurance point of view. So to imagine that it would have all been, you know, fixed up with the damage, et cetera, that we had down here within 5 years or some sort of time frame like that was probably a bit unrealistic. We're now moving. There's a lot of attractions coming back into the centre of the city, government departments moving back in, banks, etc., moving back in, accounting firms, legal firms. So the heart of the city has definitely been renewed, and we're looking to have the red zone. There's great initiatives being suggested for that area of town. So, you know, Christchurch is on the up and up. Probably the sports stadium is something that we would like to see concluded or a decision made in the not-too-distant future, but these things take time and they're big, they're huge projects, so we'd like them to be done right.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.